The next word is charge. The word charge has several meanings in English and can be translated into Russian in several ways depending on the context. Here is an example of how to use charge in a Russian sentence. Zarayit. Pronounced zarayit is the verb to charge something, typically an electronic device. The word itself is quite versatile and can be used to describe many kinds of charging. Batarea. Pronounced bataria is the Russian word for battery. Yazarayi batareyu. Pronounced yazarayadil batariyu. This translates to, I charged the battery. This is a simple sentence in the past tense. Let's look at the structure. 1. Ya. Pronounced ya is the Russian word for I and functions as the subject of the sentence. 2. Zarayil. Pronounced zarayadil is the past tense of the verb. Zarayit. Pronounced zarayadit, which means to charge. In this case, it is conjugated to agree with the subject, I, ya. 3. Batareyu. Pronounced batariyu is the accusative case of the noun. Batareya. Pronounced bataria, meaning battery. It is in the accusative case because it is the direct object of the verb. The accusative case is used for direct objects in Russian, and the ending of the word will change depending on the gender and number of the noun. This is a basic example of how to use the word charge in a Russian sentence. There are many other ways to use the word depending on the context, such as charging someone with a crime or charging a price for a service. Key concepts to remember. The accusative case is used for direct objects in Russian. The endings of words in Russian change depending on their grammatical function in the sentence. Here are some other examples of the word charge in Russian. Obvinenie. Pronounced of Roman 16ie, accusation, charge, in the sense of a legal accusation. Zarayat. Pronounced zarayat, to charge, an electronic device. Stoimost. Pronounced stoimost, cost, charge, in the sense of a price. English to Russian translation. Charge. Zarat. Pronounced zarayad, noun, or zarayit. Pronounced zarayadit, verb, battery. Batareya. Pronounced bataria. The next word is sign. The word sign in English has several meanings, so let's explore a few Russian sentences using this word, focusing on the meaning of a symbol or indication and to make a mark. 1. The sign on the door said, closed dot. На двери была хай вывеска с надписью ZAKARYERUTEO/HAI. На preposition meaning on or at. Двери. Двери, feminine noun meaning door, plural. Была. Была, past tense of the verb, to be, in the feminine singular form. Vyveska. Vyveska, feminine noun meaning sign, in the sense of a signboard, notice, or poster. S preposition meaning with. Надписью. Надписью, feminine noun meaning inscription or writing, in the sense of words on a sign. Закрыто. Закрыто, past participle of the verb. To close, in the neuter singular form, meaning, closed. This sentence is in the past tense, describing a sign that was present. The word vyveska. Vyveska is a good choice for sign, in this case, as it specifically refers to a physical sign, like a signboard or poster. 2. He signed his name on the contract. On high подписал. СВОЕ. Имя. НА. Договори. Хай. Он. Он. Pronoun meaning he. Подписал. Подписал. Past tense of the verb to sign. Свои. Свой. Possessive adjective meaning his or her own. Имя. Имя. Neuter noun meaning name. На. На. Preposition meaning on. Договори. Договор. Masculine noun meaning contract. This sentence is in the past tense and uses the verb. Подписал. Подписал, which specifically means to sign, in the sense of putting your name on a document. Pronunciation tips. Вывеска. 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 Подписал. 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 Имя. 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 English. Sign slash S a small cap IN slash Russian. Znak. Znak slash Znak slash. The next word is claim. The word claim in English can be used as a verb or a noun. Here is a sentence using the noun form claim and the verb form claim. Sentence. Year. Hi. Pretend year. Hi. Bla. Hi, отклонена, hi, потому, hi, что, hi, она, hi, не, hi, смогла, hi, доказать, hi, свой, hi, случай, hi. Breakdown. Hi, yeah, yo, hi, her, pronounced. Hi, yo, hi, hi, per, yeah, te, yeah, and there, yeah, hi. Claim, pronounced. Hi, pretensia, hi, the noun form of the word. Hi, beruela, hi, was, pronounced. Hi, baila, hi, hi, o te kalonena, hi, rejected slash denied, pronounced. Hi, at clonina, hi, past tense of the verb, hi, o te kaloneteiri, hi, pronounced. Hi, at clonit, hi, meaning to reject, to deny. Hi, peoteomu, hi, because, pronounced. Hi, patamu, hi, hi, cheteo, hi, that, pronounced. Hi, chto, hi, hi, ona, hi, she, pronounced. Hi, ana, hi, hi, enye, hi, not, pronounced. Hi, ni, hi, hi, smogela, hi, was able, pronounced. Hi, smogla, hi, past tense of the verb. Hi, smokeri, hi, pronounced. Hi, smok, hi, meaning to be able to. Hi, deokaseateri, hi, to prove, pronounced. Hi, dakazat, hi, the verb form. Hi, smokatkoi, hi, her slash his slash its, pronounced. Hi, svoi, hi, possessive adjective. Hi, slukaikatkoi, hi, case, pronounced. Hi, sluke, hi. Translation. Her claim was rejected because she was unable to prove her case. Key concept. The verb, hi deo kaaseateiri, hi, pronounced. Hi, dakazat, hi, is in the infinitive form. The verb, hi smokeiri, hi, pronounced. Hi, smok, hi, is conjugated in the past tense. It is important to note that, hi smokeiri, hi, pronounced. Hi, smok, hi, is an irregular verb. Many of the Russian verbs are irregular, and it is important to learn them. Pronunciation of claim as a noun. Hi, per, yeteyenzeya, hi, pronounced. Hi, pretensia, hi. Pronunciation of claim as a verb. Hi, per, yeteyenzeomeateyri, hi, pronounced. Hi, pretend armat, hi. English, claim Russian, hi per yete yen deya, hi, slash, hi per yete yen deo meate yiri, hi. The next word is relationship. The word relationship in Russian is отношения. Отношения. It is a noun, and is in the nominative case, singular form. It has several variations based on case. Case singular plural. Nominative. Отношения. 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 Отношения, genitive. Отношения. 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 Отношения, dative. Отношения. Отношению. Отношениям. Отношениям, accusative. Отношения. 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 Отношения, instrumental. Отношениям. Отношениям. Отношениями. Отношениями, prepositional. Отношения. Отношения. Отношениях. Отношениях. Here is an example sentence using the word relationship. У меня я хорошая отношения с моей краткой, с моей краткой. У меня хорошие отношения с моей семьей. У меня хорошие отношения с моей семьей. Here's a breakdown of the sentence. У меня. У меня. У меня. This means, I have, or, with me, in this context, which is the equivalent to the English, I have a good relationship with. Хорошие. Хорошие. Хорошие means, good отношения. Отношения. Отношения is the word, relationship, in the plural nominative form. It is plural here, because it is the relationships, with my family, s. S means, with моей краткой. Моей. Мои means, my с моей краткой. Семьей. Семьи means, family. Pronunciation. Отношения. Отношения. Отношения, the stress is on the first syllable, отхорошие. Хорошие. Хороши, the stress is on the second syllable, отношения. Отношения. Отношения, the stress is on the first syllable, от, с. S, this is the same sound as the S in C. Моей краткой. Моей. Мои, the stress is on the first syllable. Моей краткой. Семьей. Семьи, the stress is on the second syllable. Ми, у. У. У, this is the same sound as the у in ту меня. Меня. Меня, the stress is on the second syllable, ная. English translation. I have a good relationship with my family. Word breakdown. Relationship. Отношения. Отношения, good. Хорошие. Хорошие, with. С. My. Мой. Мой, family. Семья. Семья. The next word is travel. Hash hash. Путешествие. В Америку. Было. Незабываемым. Breakdown. Путешествие. Путешествие. This is the noun, travel, or journey. This is the key word, and is a noun in the nominative case. The stress is on the third syllable. Share. It is the subject of the sentence. V. This is the preposition, in, or, to, and is used to indicate the destination. The V is pronounced like the V in very. It is in the accusative case, because it is following a preposition. Америку. Америку. This is the noun, America. It is in the accusative case, because it follows the preposition. The stress is on the second syllable. Milo. This is the past tense of the verb, to be, was. It is conjugated in the neuter gender, since the subject putishestvii is neuter. The stress is on the first syllable. Nizabuvaimim. Nizabuvaimim. This is an adjective, meaning unforgettable. The word is in the instrumental case to agree with the subject. Putishestvii. The stress is on the third syllable. Va. Translation. The journey to America was unforgettable. Variations. Putishestvavat. Putishestvavat. This is the verb, to travel. Putishestvinnik. Putishestvennik. This is the noun, traveler. Putishestvii. Putishestromansiksi. This is the noun, travel, or journey, as in the original sentence. Pronunciation hints. The e at the end of putishestvii and nizabuvaimim is pronounced like the e in the e in Ameriku is pronounced like the e in c, the yeru in bula, and nizabuvaimim is pronounced like the I in bit. English, travel, journey. Russian, путешествие. Путешествие. The next word is enjoy. Hash hash. Наслаждаться. Жизнью. Это. Великое. Удовольствие. Breakdown. Наслаждаться. Наслаждаться. This is the infinitive form of the verb, to enjoy. It's the verb we want to use to form the sentence, so we need to conjugate it. It is an imperfective verb, meaning it describes an ongoing action, rather than a completed action. Жизнью. Жизнью, this is the instrumental case of the noun. Жизнь. Which means, life. The instrumental case is used to indicate the means, or instrument by, which something is done. Here, we are enjoying, by means of life. Это. Ito, this is the pronoun, this, or, it. Великое. Велико, this is the adjective, great, in its neuter form, agreeing with the neuter noun. Удовольствие. Удовольствие. Удовольствие, this is the noun, pleasure, or, enjoyment. Meaning, to enjoy life is a great pleasure. Variations of the verb. Наслаждаться. Present tense. Наслаждаюсь. Наслаждаюсь, I enjoy. Наслаждаешься. Наслаждаешься, you enjoy, singular. Наслаждаетесь. Наслаждитесь, you enjoy, plural. Наслаждается. Наслаждится, he slash she slash it enjoys. Past tense. Наслаждался. Наслаждался, I enjoyed. Наслаждалась. Наслаждался, I, female, enjoyed. Наслаждались. Наслаждались, we enjoyed. Наслаждался. Наслаждался, he slash she slash it enjoyed. Pronunciation tips. Наслаждаться. Наслаждаться, focus on the soft, D, sound, and the ending, сия. На. На, is like, на, but with the emphasis on the, Жизнью. Жизнью, the, ZH, sound is like, ZH, in, treasure. The, N, in. Жизнью is soft, as if you are making the sound, NY. English translation. Enjoy. Life. It is a great pleasure. The next word is death. The word death in Russian is smirt. Pronounced smirt. Here is a sentence using the word smirt. Пришла. Внезапно. Он. Еще. Вчера. Был. Здоров. This translates to death came suddenly. He was still healthy yesterday. Breakdown. Смерт. Смерт, death, feminine noun, nominative case. Пришла. Пришла, came, past tense, feminine singular, from the verb. Приходить. Приходить, to come. Внезапно. Внезапно, suddenly, adverb. Он. On, he, masculine pronoun, nominative case. Еще. Эш, still, adverb. Вчера. Вечера, yesterday, adverb. Был. Был, was, past tense, masculine singular, from the verb. Быть. Bite, to be. Здоров. Здоров, healthy, adjective. Masculine singular, nominative case. Key concepts. The Russian language uses grammatical gender, so nouns and adjectives must agree in gender. In this case, death. Смерть. Is feminine, so the verb. Пришла. And the adjective. Здоров. Must also be feminine. The word death in Russian, unlike in English, is feminine. Pronunciation. Смерт. Смерт, the C is like the S in sin. The T is like the T in time, but with the tip of your tongue slightly closer to the roof of your mouth. Пришла. Пришла, the Ш sound is produced by pressing the tip of your tongue against the back of your upper teeth, and then forcing air out from the sides of your mouth. Внезапно. Внезапно, venye, vne, sounds like vne. Он. On, sounds like own, but with the n slightly more nasal. Еще. Эш, the ye is like the e in get, but slightly longer. Вчера. Вечера, the ch sound is similar to the ch in church. Был. Bile, the yeru sound is like the y in my, but slightly shorter. Здоров. Здоров, the o is like the o in hot. English translation. Death slash smirt. The next word is nice. The word nice in English can be translated into Russian in a few ways, depending on the context. 1. Приятный. Приятный, pleasant. This is a very common translation of nice and is used to describe something that is enjoyable or agreeable. This is pronounced приятный and the y at the end is very soft. Almost like a year. Example sentence. Погода сегодня очень приятная. Погода сегодня очень приятная. Breakdown. Погода. Погода, weather. Сегодня. Сегодня, today. Очень. Очень, very. Приятная. Приятная, nice, feminine form. Translation. The weather today is very nice. 2. Хороший. Хороший, good. This is another common translation of nice, and is used to describe something that is of high quality, or desirable. This is pronounced, хороший, and the y is very soft, almost like a year. Example sentence. У тебя очень хороший вкус. У тебя очень хороший вкус. Breakdown. У тебя. У тебя, you have. Очень. Very. Хороший. Хороший, nice, masculine form. Вкус. Вкус, taste. Translation. You have very nice taste. 3. Милый. Милый, cute. This translation is used to describe something that is charming or appealing. This is pronounced милый, and the y is very soft, almost like a y. Example sentence. У нее очень милый кот. У нее очень милый кот. Breakdown. У нее. У нее, she has. Очень. Очень, very. Милый. Милый, cute, masculine form. Кот. Кот, cat. Translation. She has a very cute cat. Remember, the best translation of nice will depend on the context of the sentence. The next word is amount. The amount of water in the lake. Количество. количество water in the lake. Воды. Воды is decreasing. Breakdown. Количество. количество is the noun for amount, quantity. The stress is on the second syllable ле. Воды. Воды is the genitive case of the noun вода, which means water. The genitive case is used after prepositions like, of, and, from, and after words indicating a quantity. The stress is on the first syllable ВО. The sentence uses the present tense of the verb уменьшаться, which means to decrease. The ending ся, is a reflexive ending indicating that the water itself is decreasing. The sentence follows the structure. Subject, water, plus prepositional phrase, of the lake, plus verb, is decreasing. Translation. Количество воды вовью уменьшается. English. The amount of water in the lake is decreasing. Pronunciation guide. Количество. Количество. Воды. Воды. Уменьшается. Уменьшаться. Озеро. Озеро. Word. Amount English. Schwa stress M a letter 28 ant Russian. Количество. Количество. The next word is improve. The word improve in Russian is улучшать. Pronounced улучшать. Here is a sentence using it. Он старался улучшить свои навыки игры на гитаре. Breakdown. Он. Он. He. Старался. Старался. Tried. Улучшить. Улучшить, improve. Свой. Свой, his, possessive adjective. Навыки. Навыки, skills. Игры. Игры, playing, in this case, refers to a game, such as guitar. На. На, on. Гитаре. Гитаре, guitar. Translation. He tried to improve his guitar playing skills. Variations. Улучшать. Улучшать, to improve. Улучшение. Улучшение, improvement. Улучшение. Ulu chni, improved, masculine. Utschnaya. Ulu chnaya, improved, feminine. Utschnaya. Ulu chno, improved, neuter. Pronunciation hints. U is pronounced like U in food. L is pronounced like L in love. Cheer is pronounced like CH in chair. Sha is pronounced like SH in ship. Te is pronounced like T in time. R is pronounced like R in red. Yeah is pronounced like A in bet. I is pronounced like E in sea. Ikratkaya is pronounced like Y in yes. English, improve Russian. Uchat. Ulu ch shot. The next word is time. Hush hush. Vremya itit. Breakdown. Vremya. Vremya means time and is a noun in the nominative case. It's pronounced like vremya. Itit. Let eat means flies and is the third person singular present tense of the verb letetieri, letet. It is pronounced like late it. Meaning, time flies. Key concepts. Nominative case. The nominative case is the most basic form of a noun and is used when the noun is the subject of a sentence. Third person singular present tense. The third person singular present tense is used to describe actions that a single person or thing is doing in the present. Transitive vs. Intransitive verbs. Elieteri is an intransitive verb, meaning it does not take a direct object. It is also a verb of motion. Variations of vremya. Vremeni. Vremeni, genitive case, used to indicate possession. Vremeni. Vremeni, accusative case, used to indicate the object of a verb. Vremeni. Vremeni, prepositional case, used with prepositions. Translation. Vremya. Time slash vremya. Eat it. Flies slash late it. The next word is picture. The Russian word for picture is kartina. Kartina. Here is a simple sentence. Nastenyevesitekarasivaya. Kartina. No. Stinye. Visit. Krasivaya. Kartina. Breakdown. Ne. Na, on, at, in, preposition, pronounced, na. Stine. Steen, wall, pronounced, stene. Visit. Visit, hands, pronounced, visit. Krasivaya. Krasivaya, beautiful, pronounced, krasivaya. Kartina. Kartina, picture, pronounced, kartina. This sentence translates to, on the wall hangs a beautiful picture. In Russian, the adjective krasivaya. Krasivaya must agree in gender with the noun it modifies. So, since kartina is feminine, the adjective is also feminine. Other variations of kartina. Kartina. Kartinu. Kartini, pictures, plural pronounced, kartini. Kartinku. Kartinku, small picture, diminutive form, pronounced, kartinku. The stress always falls on the second syllable of the word. Kartina. Kartina. The next word is boy. Hash hash. Marchik. Играет. Мефу тебе ол. breakdown. Marchik. Malchik. This is the noun, boy, in Russian. It's masculine and singular. Marchik. Malchik. Pronounced Malchik. Igrait. Igrit. This is the present tense, third person singular form of the verb, to play. Igrat. Igrat. Igrait. Igrit. Pronounced Igrayet, VFUTBOL. V football. This is the preposition in the, followed by the noun football. 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 It shows what the boy is playing. The. Pronounced the. Football. Football. Pronounced football. Translation. The boy plays football. Key concept. The Russian word order can be flexible, unlike English. You could also say football играет мальчик. The focus changes, but the meaning stays the same. Variations of boy. Мальчики. Мальчики. Boys, plural. Мальчики. Мальчики. Pronounced мальчики. Мальчишка. Мальчишка. Boy, informal, sometimes used for a mischievous boy. Мальчишка. Мальчишка. Pronounced мальчишка. Pronunciation tips. The ch sound in Russian is similar to the ch in the English word chair. The l. L. At the end of мальчик is silent. The stress in мальчик is on the first syllable. English, boy, Russian. Мальчик. Мальчик. The next word is regard. The word regard in English has many meanings. It can mean to look at, to think about, or to show respect. We'll use it in this sentence as a verb meaning to think about or consider. Sentence. Я считаю его хорошим другом. Я всегда с уважением отношусь. Нему. Breakdown. Я. Я. I. Pronunciation. Я. Считаю. Считаю. I consider. Pronunciation. Читаю. Present tense. First person singular. Его. Его. Him. Pronunciation. Его. Хорошим. Хорошим, good, pronunciation. Хорошим, adjective in the instrumental case. Другом. Другом, friend, pronunciation. Другом, noun in the instrumental case. Я. Я, I, pronunciation. Я. Всегда. Всегда, always, pronunciation. Всегда. С, with, pronunciation. S. Уваженим. Уваженим, respect, pronunciation. Уваженим, noun in the instrumental case. Отношусь. Отношусь, I relate, pronunciation. Отношусь, verb in present tense, first person singular. К. К, to, towards, pronunciation. К. Нему. Нему, to him, pronunciation. Найму, pronoun in the dative case. Translation. I consider him a good friend. I always treat him with respect. key concepts. Instrumental case. The instrumental case is used to show how something is done. In this sentence, Хорошим, Хорошим, and Другом. Другом are in the instrumental case because they show how the speaker considers the person. Уважением. Уважением is also in the instrumental case because it shows how the speaker relates to the person. Dative case. The dative case is used to show the indirect object of the verb. In this sentence, Нему. Нему is in the dative case because it shows who the speaker relates to. Present tense verb conjugation. The verbs in this sentence, Считаю. Считаю, and Отношусь. Отношусь are both conjugated in the present tense. First person singular. Variations. The word regard can also be used as a noun, meaning respect or attention. For example, he showed no regard for the law. The word regard can also be used as a preposition, meaning in relation to. For example, with regard to your question, I can't answer it. Pronunciation guide. Читаю. Читаю, читаю. Его. Его, его. Хорошим. Хорошим, хорошим. Другом. Другом, другом. Всегда. Всегда, всегда. Уважением. Уважением, уважением. Отношусь. Отношусь, отношусь. К. К. Нему. Нему, найму. The next word is organization. Hash hash. Организация. Организация. Конференции. Конференции. Прошла. Прошла. Гладко. Гладко. This sentence translates to the organization of the conference went smoothly. Organizация. Organizация is the noun meaning organization. Notice that this is a feminine noun, so the adjective Gladka. Gladka changes to match. Конференции. Конференции is the noun meaning conference. Прошла. Прошла is the past tense of the verb to go in the feminine form to match the noun. Организация. This verb is irregular and doesn't follow the normal past tense rules. Гладко. Гладко is the adverb meaning smoothly. This is an important word to remember as it's used in many contexts. Helpful tip. Notice how the adjective Гладко. Гладко changes to match the noun it's describing. In this case, it's feminine to match. Организация. English. Organization / secondary stress open or lengthened letter 261 schwaren a small cap I stress z d small cap I s schwaren / Russian. Организация. / Schwara letter 261, Schwaren small cap I stress letter T symbol 361, S small cap I J Schwa / English. Conference / stress conference / Russian. Конференция. / K Schwaren FER stress open air NT symbol 361, S small cap I J Schwa / English. Smooth / SM letter 288 / Russian. Гладко. / stress letter 261 latk / The next word is happy. The word happy in Russian is счастливый. Счастливый. It is an adjective meaning fortunate or lucky, and it is used to describe a state of feeling joy or contentment. You can also use it to describe things that bring happiness. Here is a sentence using счастливый. Я очень счастлива. что ты приехал. Я очень счастлив. CHTO type recall. Breakdown. Я очень. Очень very. Счастлив. Счастлив, the feminine form of the adjective, happy. Что? CHTO, that. Ты. Ty, you. Приехал. Prequel, arrived. Translation, I am very happy that you came. Pronunciation. Я, pronounced like the English, я. Очень. Очень. Pronounced like Ochen. Счастлива. Счастлива, pronounced like Шазлива. Что? CHTO, pronounced like CHTO. Ты. Ty, pronounced like Ty. Приехал. Prequel, pronounced like Prequel. Key concept, the adjective. Счастливый. Счастливый declines by gender, meaning it has different forms for masculine, feminine, and neuter nouns. For example, счастливый. Счастливый, masculine. Счастливая. Счастливая, feminine. Счастливая. Счастливо, neuter. Happy. Счастливый. Счастливый. The next word is couple. Hash hash a couple of friends. Sentence. У меня есть пара друзей, с которыми я люблю проводить время. Breakdown. У меня. У. Меня. This means, I have. It is the genitive case of the pronoun, я. Я. Я, meaning, I. Есть. Yes, this is the verb, to have, or, to be, and is used in the present tense. Пара. Пара, this means, a couple, or, a pair. Друзей. Друзей, this is the plural genitive form of the word. Друг. Друг, meaning, friend. S, this is a preposition meaning, with. Которыми. Которыми, this is the instrumental case of the relative pronoun. Которые. Которые, which means, who, or, that. Я. Я, this is the personal pronoun, I, in the nominative case. Люблю. Лаю, лаю, this is the verb, to love, in the present tense. Проводить. This is the verb, to spend, in the infinitive form. Время. Время, this means, time. Key concepts. Genitive case. This case indicates possession, or belonging and is often used with prepositions like, u, or, s. Instrumental case. This case is used to express the means, or instrument by, which an action is performed. Relative pronoun. This pronoun connects a dependent clause to a main clause. Variations of the word, couple. Para. Para, this is the most common word for, couple, and can be used for two people, two things, or a pair of something. Двое. Двое, this word is used for two people, usually a romantic couple. Несколько. Несколько, this means, a few, and could be used for a small group of people. Pronunciation guide. U. U, similar to the English, u, in, moon. Меня. Меня, the, m, is soft like the, m, in, me. Yes. Yes, the, e, is short like the, e, in, pet. Para. Para, the, is pronounced like the, in, father. Друзей. Друзей, the, u, is pronounced like the, u, in, moon. S. The S is pronounced like the English S. Katorimi. Katarimi. The Y is pronounced like the Y in yes. The Y is pronounced like the Y in yes. Lubnu. Liu Liu. The U is pronounced like the U in moon. Pramadit. Pramaditi. The O is pronounced like the O in hot. Vremya. Vremya. The E is pronounced like the E in pet. English translation. I have a couple of friends with whom I like to spend time. The next word is act. The Russian word for act is действие. Pronounced действие. Here is a sentence using the word. Он совершил акт доброты, помогая старушке перейти улицу. This translates to: he committed an act of kindness by helping the old woman cross the street. Here is a breakdown. Он. This is the pronoun, he. The O is pronounced like the O in hot. Совершил. This is the past tense verb, to commit, or, to perform. Pronunciation is, совершил. Act. This is the noun, act. The, is pronounced like the, in, father, or, car. Доброту. This is the genitive case of the noun, kindness. The, y, at the end of the word is pronounced like the, I, in, machine. Pronunciation. Доброти. Помогая. This is the gerund, verbal participle, form of the verb, to help. Pronunciation. Помогая. Старушки. This is the dative case of the noun, old woman. Pronunciation. Старушки. Перейти. This is the infinitive form of the verb, to cross. Pronunciation. Перейти. Улицу. This is the accusative case of the noun, street. Pronunciation. Улицу. Key concepts. Cases. Russian nouns change form depending on their function in the sentence. This is called declension. The example above shows how the words доброту, genitive case, and старушки, dative case, are changed. Gerund. This is a verb form that acts like an adjective or adverb. In this example, the gerund помогая modifies the noun on. Variations. The word действие can be used in many different contexts. For example, фильм с экшеном, action movie. The word act is often used in legal contexts to refer to a formal act or deed. The verb совершать to commit has many synonyms, including делать to do and производить to produce. Pronunciation tips. The stress in most Russian words is fixed. In the example sentence, the stress is on the first syllable of each word. Y, at the end of a word, is often pronounced like the I in machine. O, at the end of a word, is often pronounced like the O in hot. English-Russian translation. Act. Act. Pronounced. Act, action. Действие. Pronounced. Действие. The next word is range. The range of this telescope is quite impressive. Диапазон. Этого. Телескопа. Довольно. Впечатляющий. Breakdown. Диапазон. Pronounced диапазон, means range. It is a masculine noun. Этого. Pronounced atovo means this, in this case, referring to the telescope. It's the masculine form of the genitive case of etot. Etot, which means this. It's a demonstrative pronoun. Telescopa. Pronounced telescopa means telescope. It is a masculine noun in the genitive case. It is a noun, and changes case. Dovolna. Pronounced dovolna means quite, rather. It's an adverb, and can be modified. Vpechatlayushi. Pronounced vpechatlayushi means impressive. It's an adjective. English translation. The range of this telescope is quite impressive. Important notes. Nouns in Russian change forms depending on their role in the sentence, called cases. Adjectives in Russian also change form to match the gender, number, and case of the noun they modify. The word diapason is also used to describe a range of things, such as a range of colors, a range of emotions, a range of prices. Diapason is a useful word to know, because it can be used in many different contexts. The next word is quality. The word quality in Russian is качество. Pronounced качество. The ending ство is a common suffix used to form nouns in Russian that signify a quality or state. It is a very versatile word that can be used in many contexts. Here is an example sentence. Качество этой книги очень высокое. This translates to, the quality of this book is very high. Breakdown. Качество. Качество. This is the noun, quality. The stress is on the second syllable, ч. Этой. Этой. This is the feminine form of the possessive adjective, this. It agrees in gender with the noun, book, which is feminine in Russian. Книги. Книги. This is the genitive case of the noun, book. The genitive case is used to indicate possession. Очень. Очень. This is the adverb, very. Высокое. Roman 6 Sokai. This is the neuter form of the adjective, high. It agrees in gender with the noun, quality. Key concept. The sentence demonstrates how Russian adjectives agree with the noun they describe in gender, number, and case. In this case, the adjective высокое, high, is neuter, and singular to match the noun качество, quality. Pronunciation guide. Качество. Качество. The stress is on the second syllable, t. Этой. Этой. The stress is on the first syllable, a. Книги. Книги. The stress is on the second syllable, ni. Очень. Очень. The stress is on the first syllable, o. Высокое. Roman 6 Sokai. The stress is on the second syllable, so. English translation. Quality. Качество. Качество. The next word is project. The word project in Russian is проект. Pronounced проект. Here is a sentence. Я работаю над интересным проектом. This translates to, I am working on an interesting project. Breakdown. Я. Pronounced я. I. Работаю. Pronounced работаю. Working, present tense, first person singular. Над. Pronounced над. Over, on, upon. Интересным. Pronounced интересным. Interesting, adjective, masculine, instrumental case. Проектом. pronounced proyektom. Project, masculine, instrumental case. Key concepts. Case. Russian nouns and adjectives change their endings depending on their role in the sentence. In this case, proyektom is in the instrumental case, which is used to show what someone is using, doing, or working with. Gender. Russian nouns have genders, masculine, feminine, neuter, and adjectives must agree with the noun in gender. In this sentence, proyekt is masculine, so the adjective interesnym also takes the masculine form. Variations. Proyekt. Pronounced proyekt. Project, nominative case. Proyekty. Pronounced proyekty. Projects, plural, nominative case. English / Russian word pronunciation. Project. Project. Project.